USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed that came out today about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking, his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
National security agencies in the UK, the United States, and Canada have all accused hackers linked to Russian intelligence services of targeting organizations conducting COVID-19 vaccine research with custom malware in an effort to steal intellectual property. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center issued the joint advisory, which was also shared by the United States National Security Agency. UK Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said in a statement, "It's completely unacceptable that the Russian intelligence services are targeting those working to combat the coronavirus pandemic." As the Washington NFL franchise finally made the decision to change their name, they are now under more scrutiny as 15 former female employees who worked for the Redskins told the Washington Post they had been sexually harassed while working for the organization. The team announced in a statement that it's hired Washington, D.C. attorney Beth Wilkinson to conduct a thorough independent review of this entire matter and help the team set up new employee standards for the future. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The list of national retail chains that are requiring face masks is growing as Target, CVS Health, and public supermarkets join the growing list of national chains that require customers to wear face masks regardless of where cities or states stand on the issue. The announcements come one day after the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, said it would mandate face shields starting on Monday. Starbucks, Best Buy, Kohl's, and Kroger have also announced mandatory masks nationwide in recent days. Retailers had hesitated to make masks mandatory nationwide out of fear of angering some customers over what has become a political issue. Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.